This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
This is Charlotte Kennedy, reading Kaleidoscope. I'm bored, Anissa whined to her grandmother, whose arms were elbow-deep in soapy water. Bored, the old woman scoffed. How could anyone with a brain like yours ever be bored? Go outside and use your imagination. But before Anissa could follow through on that suggestion, the sky darkened and thunder began to grumble at them. Grandma finished washing the last dish and rinsed and dried her hands. Well, that's bad timing, she told Anissa, with a hint of rueful apology in her tone. But I have an idea. The old woman sliced an orange into thin circles and retrieved an empty paper towel roll from the recycling bin. Anissa was confused. She liked oranges, but she'd only ever seen them cut into circles when they were about to be floated in punch bowls. Grandma, what's your idea? You'll see. Get the honey and come to the table. Anissa did as she was asked. Taking her seat, she watched as Grandma did the same. She kept watching as the old woman used a squeeze bottle of honey to draw a line around the inside of one of the orange slices, along the white pith beneath the rind, and then she pushed the cardboard tube from the paper towels into the honey. I don't get it, Anissa said. Here, Grandma handed her the orange and cardboard contraption. Look through the open end. Anissa peered through the cardboard tube, expecting to see just the flesh of the orange, but her grandmother stroked her hair and reminded her, use your imagination. And she did. I see a fireball turning cartwheels across the sky, she announced. I see the sun rising on a field of clover, and the bees are so happy. I see butterfly wings and the round part of the big window at church. Anissa paused. A lifetime of being taught to share her toys was prickling her conscience. Grandma, she asked, would you like to look? Thank you, the old woman said. I'd love to. The little girl handed over the makeshift toy, and the old woman turned the tube this way and that, as if she were changing the focus. She said, just as I thought. What do you see? I see joy and creativity and a little girl who isn't bored anymore. Anissa giggled. Grandma had a point. Now what? She asked. Now? Now we eat the rest of these orange slices and we figure out what story the thunder is trying to tell us. And they did.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.